Alright. Hey there, meme kids. Douglas here. I'm here to talk to you about how is gaming beneficial for younger generation. My speaker guest for this podcast is Mr. Clean, here to help me talk about how gaming is beneficial for younger generation.
Thanks, Douglas. Gaming can help benefit younger generations. Well, yeah, gaming can be good. It can help teachers teach kids how to speak to one another, help them build socializing skills, and build teamwork with each other.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Clean. Gaming does not always have to be just shooting or being mean to one another, but can be a great way to build teamwork skills and hand and eye coordination. In the article, Yes, Video Games Are Good for Your Mind and Body, IDTech.com, scientists suggest fast-paced action games and simulations like sport games and first-person shooters help improve hand-eye coordination. Some games require people to work together to achieve their goal. For instance, take this game called Human Fall Flat. They have to use teamwork and their brains to overcome obstacles and challenges. All this while communicating from their house. And the best thing about this, it can teach them how to socialize with each other. Video games can also help earn money all while sitting at home. Joel Lee in the article, Six Ways Playing Games Can Get You Money, says, even schools allow video games. In the article, video games can be good for you, events, but yes, real research from charitable sources has shown that playing video games actually does have health benefits, both for the brain and the body. And it's not Super Mario 64. Scientists suggest fast-paced action games and simulations like sport games and first-person shooters help improve eye and hand coordination, and also can use to disable patients as type of digital therapy. There are more games that can teach kids to survive. Some areas is that does happen, but trust me, it probably won't, but it does. They'll know what to do. But some games teach kids how to farm and grow crops, farming simulator, and some teach kids about health. But most of these games can teach history. Now, don't get me wrong, it's bad, but they teach the kids then certain types of gear people use to wear. So does Battlefield 1, the medical supplies they use in the article, Battlefield 5 Bite-Sized Companion is more of a whimper than a bang. Polygon.com. Like a glimpse into an unseen part of World War I, like a Budian soldier, one history in the article, Battlefield 5 Bite-Sized Campaign is more of a whimper than a bang. Assaulting anti-aircraft guns using rocket launchers on tanks whose familiar bond is a clear as the they're fighting for. The same can be said for the Senegalese soldiers who fought for the liberation of France, but never much recognition for it. Some games require the kids to use teamwork in their brains to overcome obstacles and challenges. All this while at home, communicating with each other from their house. The best thing about this, it can teach them how to talk to each other, build team bonding skills. Video games can also help them create mental skills. Games can give kids knowledge and lets kids work with one another and improve kid memory. Diana Rodriguez, Four Ways Video Games Are Good for youeverydayhealth.com. Although you must scoff how often your grandchildren play video games can be excellent way to improve memory. Move overall, older study present the Society of America annual scientific meeting found that positive moves having fewer feelings of loneliness than seniors who watch television for the same amount of time. So gaming can also help kids and adults. So I hope I helped you understand how gaming can be beneficial for kids and adults. That's it.